This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian authorities try to dampen public fears over Russia's use of Iranian drones by claiming increasing success on Monday in shooting them down, while the Kremlin's talk of a possible dirty bomb attack added another worrying dimension as the war enters into its ninth month. Ukrainians are bracing for less electric power this winter following a sustained Russian barrage on their infrastructure in recent weeks. Citizens in the southern Ukrainian city lined up for water and essential supplies on Monday as Ukrainian forces advanced on the nearby Russian-occupied city of Kherson. Ukraine forces have shot down more than two-thirds of the approximately 330 drones that Russia has fired through Saturday. That's according to the head of Ukraine's intelligence service. And still, they say Russia's military has ordered about 1,700 drones of different types and is rolling out a second batch of about 300 kamikaze drones. Rishi Sunak ran for Britain's top job and then lost. Then he got a second chance. The former UK Treasury chief was runner-up to Liz Truss in the contest to be prime minister, but Truss quit after a turbulent 45-day term, and now Sunak has won the Conservative leadership race. He will be Britain's first leader of color, the first Hindu to take the top spot, and the youngest prime minister for more than 200 years. Victory in the Conservative leadership contest is also vindication for him, who warned that Truss' tax-cutting economic plans were reckless and would cause havoc. This is VOA News. Japan has now stepped up its push to catch up on digitization by telling a reluctant public that they have to sign up for the digital IDs or possibly lose access to their public health insurance. As the naming implies, the initiative is about assigning numbers to people. Similar to Social Security numbers in the U.S., many Japanese worry the information might be misused or that their personal information might be stolen. Some view the My Number effort as a violation of their right to privacy. So the system that kicked off in 2016 has never fully caught on. Fax machines are still commonplace, and many Japanese conduct much of their business in person with cash. Some bureaucratic procedures can be done online, but many Japanese offices still require seals for stamping for identification and insist on people bringing paper forms to offices. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden is ratcheting up the pressure on the President Daniel Ortega's authoritarian rule in Nicaragua, threatening a ban on Americans from doing business in the nation's gold industry, raising the possibility of trade restrictions, and stripping the U.S. visas of some 500 government insiders. The action, stemming from an executive order signed by President Biden on Monday, are the latest and perhaps most aggressive attempts by the U.S. to hold the former Sandinista guerrilla leader accountable for his continued attacks on human rights and democracy in the Central American country, as well as his continued security cooperation with Russia. The Associated Press has now interviewed about a dozen migrants who recently arrived in the United States and agreed to share documents they received when they were released from the U.S. custody while they seek asylum after crossing the border with Mexico. The AP has found that most had no idea where they were going, nor did the people at the addresses listed. Customs and Border Protection did not respond to questions about the matter, but SNAFU suggests a pattern of Border Patrol agents sending migrants without friends or family in the U.S. to offices that get no notice. Places often do not have space to house migrants, and because those addresses appear on the migrants' paperwork, important notices could be sent there. And recapping our top story, Ukrainian authorities have tried to dampen public fears over Russia's use of claiming increasing success Monday and shooting them down, while the Kremlin's talk of a possible dirty bomb attack added more worries. Byron.